How are you?
Old Commander and Chief.
Old Commander? Old.
No, old Commander.
How are you tonight?
Hi, Joey.
Come on, put a smile on that face. Maybe?
How you doing?
He doesn't know.
Okay, Mr. Art's over there. You join him. Don't call him that kid.
That's the one. I don't know. God bless you for all you do.
Yes, I know. I can't wait till this year's over.
You're on tape, Earl.
Hi, Laura.
All right, let's go. Smile. Entered the square of respect. Let us approach the line. Thank you. I have a question, and I'm sure someone here has an answer for it. Does anyone want to raise their hand for that answer for me? Why do you come to Awana?
I come to Awana to learn about God.
I come to Awana for a quiet place, a place to learn, and a place to learn to read the instructions.
Good answer. Someone else? Why do you come to Awana?
I come to Awana so that I can get better at memorizing verses.
I know you have microphone fear. It's okay. Do you come here to have fun?
Sometimes.
Okay. yeah?
We learn about God.
You learn about God. All right. Great answer. How about you? Why do you come to Awana?
To be with friends.
And you? Are you his friend? No, okay. We'll work on that one. Yes.
We're here to learn verses and learn about God.
To memorize verses and learn God's word.
To be with God.
God is present with you.
God's righteousness.
Does anybody come here to play the games?
Not just
yes.
That.
Yes.
Not just that. What else? Okay. All right. I've got one more down here. Maybe two. Okay.
I come to Awana for a place I can study and learn about God and pray to Him.
And what?
And pray to Him.
And pray to Him, yes.
To hide God's word in my heart.
To hide God's word in your heart.
That's his argument.
Anthony?
I can't think of
that. Maybe to have a good time?
Okay.
All right. Okay, yes.
To hide God's word in our heart.
Yes.
To learn about his word.
All right, one more here, Gabe. You tell me why you come here to Awana.
To find a verse that I can use to help me with my life.
And there are plenty in that book. All right, would you please put your toes on the line, stand at attention, with your hands beside you, be quiet, present flags. Let us all pledge allegiance to the flag. And now let us pledge to the Christian flag.
I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior, for he came to one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe.
Would you pray for us?
Dear Lord, thank you for this night, and please help us to be respectful and obedient to our teachers and leaders, and to memorize a lot of verses. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we do thank you that we can come to you. We can come to your house with confidence and encouragement. I thank you, Father, for my brothers and sisters in Christ who are here this night. I thank you, Father, for this church that opens its doors for anyone that wants to come and receive the word. Father, may we be a light in a very dark world. We pray that this evening will be fun, enjoyable, and that we will treasure your word in our heart. And all the saints said,
amen.
You may now be seated. Post the flags. All right. I'm hearing a few voices here. Are you guys revolting? Please stand on the line and let us be quiet. Now, last week I talked about how do you know that Jesus is fully man and fully God, and I told you a story in the Bible. Now, the Bible or theologians talk about the first miracle that Jesus did. Now, the first miracle, I believe, is that Jesus was born in a manger, an immaculate conception from the Holy Spirit. That's a miracle. But what was the first miracle that Jesus did? Does anyone know what the first miracle? There's an arm that shot up there. Let me hear what you know as the first miracle. Stand up.
Water into wine.
Bingo. Wow. Do you know why? Why did Jesus do that miracle? Nobody knows? Well, does anyone know what symbolism means? The symbol is that flag. And so it's something that demonstrates something. Now, the Bible has these images or symbols that represent something. Water. What does water represent? Yes. Stand up.
Water represents life.
What else does water represent? All right. I'm coming this way. What does water represent? Stand up. You got to stand up when I come to you.
It means a pure heart.
Purity. It's a cleansing pot. What about wine? What is the significance of wine? Stand up, Judah.
Jesus' blood.
Jesus' blood, but in this tense here, Jesus turns water into wine. He has not fulfilled his hour yet. His hour had not come. So the significance for wine and blood had not came to its fruition, which means to was its real meaning. But the wine was a symbol for redemption, that the Hebrews were taken out of Egypt. It was a payment and a celebration of what God did to rescue them. So Jesus goes to Cana, which is in the area that he grew up in, and he was going to a wedding. And he already had his disciples. He'd already been baptized by the Holy Spirit in the Jordan by John the Baptist. And he gets to this wedding, and he's late. And his mom kind of gives him a little bit, where you been? You know, you got to do something about this. And now this wedding was going on. There's a significance meaning for a wedding. And a wedding, two come together as one. And so God is going to demonstrate through Jesus that he, his wife, us, his believers, the people of Israel, would be there waiting for a bridegroom. And Jesus is the bridegroom. And so the water is laid out there for them to wash themselves, to be purified, presenting themselves to the bride. And the wine was a celebration of remembrance that they were once in bondage. And Jesus, what he did is he showed them that he's the living water and that it was changed to wine to be the redemption, the payment for sin, to cleanse his people. And so it also was a test for the disciples to believe that this was truly the Messiah. And his mom was saying, your hour is not yet ready. I'm going to ask one question, we'll close. Does anyone think or know, did Mary know when she had that child and she kissed that child on its face that she was kissing the face of God? Yes, she did. And why do we know that? I like to see those hands up in the air. Why did Mary know that she kissed the face of God? Stand up.
Because the angel told her.
Because the angel of God told her. She had faith in what God promised, and she knew that Jesus had to die, and he was presenting himself in all of his glory for everyone to see. So this miracle is a symbol of God's redemption power of cleansing and making our hearts pure. May God continue to fill you guys with that living water, that you will be pure in your thoughts and in your walk and in your talk. And may God continue to encourage you guys to memorize his word, treasure it, for the hour will come when you will need it the most in those troubled waters. God bless you. Do your best and have fun tonight, guys, in learning more about God. God bless you. You're dismissed.
Like it. Thank you.